Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got an email here. Whoa, this has lots of screenshots. Okay, so Eric says, this is from one of his tutoring students and had a friend send him this October LSAT study guide from another LSAT prep provider, unnamed prep company that loves to stasturbate, as described by Eric.
Okay.
And he provides it as a good example of how to overcomplicate your study. So this is an October LSAT study guide. It is long.
Holy smokes. Yeah. So the first slide says the LG content you should review before test day.
Oh, fuck off.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
It's got a big long ass list of grouping games. And then it says two grouping / linear combination games, then two circular games, two mapping games, three pattern games.
Huh?
Aside from the fact that we generally hate categorizing games, I want to tell you something that is obviously wrong with this list right here. And it comes from my own experience of doing this, giving students lists of games by type. This was a long, long time ago, but can you guess what happens to someone when they sit down to do a game in a list titled grouping?
They already know how to approach that game. They've got this like template in their head and they go, oh, good, a grouping game. Okay, I'm going to do this game in this way.
That's like half of what is going on, right? When you first read a game, it's like, let me try to figure out and understand it.
Well,
if you sit down here and you say, oh, I better do these two circular games, they're already like screaming at you, oh, some people have set this up in a certain circular way before. Why don't you give that a shot? It's just like a very, very bad way to tee up a game for somebody.
Not only that, but what do you do when you sit down to your real test and there's a game that does not easily fit into one of these five categories that unnamed prep company told you to study?
Yep.
I mean, I continue to advocate for let's get rid of game types in the demon. Like, let's just not even show people a name of the game type, even when they're reviewing, because all games are hybrid games, I think, is a kind of a good way to approach it, right? That like all games give you all the information you need to solve every question that they're asking you. Like, they always give you all the information. You just have to sort that shit out. I don't think it's very useful to be thinking like, okay, this is a circular game, I need to solve it in some circular way. Also, it's so arcane. You know, this is like this prep company trying to predict what's actually going to be on the October LSAT, which strikes me as a fool's errand. One other thing that I think is ridiculous about this list of games, I mean, this makes it look like these are the games that you should do. Like, just do these 20 games and you're good.
Mm.
Do you see what the last game is on that list?
Weekly Work Pieces.
That Work Pieces game is maybe the weirdest game. It's maybe the game that has less in common with any other game. They have it listed here under pattern games. Pattern games? There's not really a pattern in that. I don't know what the pattern is in that game. And I don't know how studying that game particularly would be extra valuable for this upcoming October test. It's just like, you know what, this really, it's almost being generous to them to say this, but it's like people want an exact list of what to do, so we just give them an exact list of what to do.
Yep.
Like, here's these 20 games, go do those games.
Yep.
We don't do that at LSAT Demon. We say do as many games as you have time for. Like, do a game every day or do a section of games every day. The more games you cover, the better prepared you're going to be for whatever pops up on the October LSAT. This idea of I can see people using this in very wrong ways.
Well, there's something more fundamental going on here, too, and that is think about why the demon was created. It was to give people games, or really any practice question, at their skill level.
Yeah.
Or slightly above. Here's a list of games that have range and difficulty. So you're going to have newbies who are like, oh shit, I'm taking the October LSAT.
The weekly work pieces game.
Yeah.
Is literally the last game that a brand new student should attempt.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's weird. There's not a lot to learn from it. Not relative to all the other games that you could be studying. Same thing with the picnic table circular game. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you giving people, like, if these are a random group of brand new students, why are you giving them shit that's like real hard? How does that benefit them? You want to move on and see what they're going to talk about?
The second slide says the LR content you should review before test day. I still haven't figured out why some of these are like highlighted in yellow. Is this like the tutor like giving extra special like highlighting? Like, oh, this is the one. Practice test 81, which is the June 2017 LSAT.
Do both sections of that test.
Yeah, two challenging sections, both of which are particularly fantastic for practicing first family questions.
First family is capitalized.
Interesting.
Must be true and flaw.
Yeah.
Wait, 19 total. But that's always the case. There's always a lot of must be true and flaw questions on any random sections of logical reasoning. My snap judgment on this is just people are asking us for a study schedule of exactly what we should do. So we just kind of gave them a random, just here's a bunch of random, just do all this random shit. There can't be actual rhyme or reason to this. It can't actually make sense. Like, oh no, if you study this stuff, you'll be better equipped than if you study other actual practice tests. Like if you did the logical reasoning from prep test 82 or prep test 80, as opposed to prep test 81, there's nothing magical about prep test 81 LR.
Yeah.
Weird. Very weird advice.
You know, it really comes back to what I was saying earlier about the demon. The whole point is you should be doing games that are right at or above your skill level. And you don't need a big list. What you need is one game. And you need them randomly delivered to you so you're not aware of which type you're about to do. And that's what the demon does. You click games. And you click start and it decides which game is best for you and it gives it to you and you just do it and then you review it. That's all you can do right now. How much time do you have? You don't even know sometimes in your day. This is the opposite of what we like to do.
Yeah. And this is like this list, by the way, it includes like how many 40 games. By the way, you have to do the entirety of prep test 90, 91, 92 and 93, all those. So four full tests there.
That's not even part of the original list. You have the original list and then you have this like red highlighted.
Right.
By the way, really do this.
It's four full tests plus also do these other 40 games. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four sections of LR, another section, a fake section of LR that they assembled.
Wait, what? They compiled questions together?
Well, yeah, the final 13 questions from two different sections of LR. That way you're ready for anything. That's a super set section. Oh, you get to pick your own sections when you do that. You do the final 13 questions from two different sections. That way you get like it's an extra super hard section of LR. And I guess you do that timed, which is pointless because you got to get good at nailing the easy ones.
Oh, that is so messed up, actually. to take the last 13 questions in a section, combine that with the last 13 questions of another section, make a fake section, and then pretend that you should be able to do that in 35 minutes.
So you can train yourself to expect the questions to be really hard so that you can train yourself to go fast on really hard stuff, which is not a thing. This just looks like selling to me. It looks like, I mean, hey, maybe it's just different philosophy. They honestly believe that this is good advice. I don't think this is good advice. I think that this is a waste of time. I think it's intimidating as hell. It makes it look like, oh my God, I have to do all this shit. You don't have to do all this shit. You have to do a little bit today. You know, what should I do today?
I'm going to say it's bad. I'm going to say it's bad because this is going to naturally, this just the setup is going to encourage people to do focus on quantity, not quality. That's not a good way to study.
It's not. And it's it leads you to, I can also see other students thinking, oh, so as long as I do all this, I'm good.
Yeah.
So but maybe not. Maybe you're not yet perfect at the logic games. If you're not yet perfect at the logic games, then you need to do more logic games before the October. I mean, you need to not take the October test. Yeah. That's one thing that they're not telling them is they're not saying, hey, if you're not perfect on the games, you have no business taking the October LSAT. And that's something that I will say in every class. If you're not yet perfect on the games, you need to keep prepping your games and you need to put off your test until you get perfect at the games. If you don't, then you're letting other people outwork you. And if you're letting other people outwork you, you're going to be in for a world of hurt when you get to law school. Okay. Anyway, be careful what kind of advice you're getting. This stuff is exactly the opposite of what we're teaching at LSAT Demon. At LSAT Demon, we want you to do a little bit today. We don't really care that much what you do. Let the Demon algorithm choose for you. Hit Demon's choice, drill. Just go to the drilling page and just drill. And do a game, do a reading comp passage, do some logical reasoning, review the shit out of it so that you actually understand it. That's the other thing that's going to happen here is that people are going to do these questions and they're just going to like tick off the thing like, yep, I did that one. Well, I missed it, but I understand. I see why that right answer is right. Okay, yeah, next. And they just move on to the next one. And they haven't really actually understood it. They didn't like review it in a way that they got the click.
Yep, couldn't agree more. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.